take your Bible, if you would, please, and I want you to, if you will, find 1 Peter chapter 2. 1 Peter chapter 2. I'm going to tell you the title of my sermon this morning. You won't forget it. It's called Milk. Milk. I want to talk to you about milk this morning. 1 Peter chapter 2. Once you find 1 Peter chapter 2, I want you to stand with me. If you have a cell phone on, we would ask that you turn it on vibrate or turn it all the way off. I will not be lengthy. You don't have to worry. I realize that we attributed some of our morning to the little ones. And so if you just stay with me, the sermon will be quite simple. 1 Peter chapter 2, look at verse number 1. The Bible says this, "Wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speakings, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. If so be ye have tasted and tasted that the Lord is gracious, to whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious, ye also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifice acceptable to God by Jesus Christ." Look back at me for a moment. In verse number 2, God told us that we should desire the Word of God like a baby would desire milk. And then he turns around and he says that if you'll do that, you could be built up. You could become a holy priesthood. You would be more acceptable to God if you desired the Bible like a baby desires milk. Boy, when a baby's hungry, sure can let you know, huh? Baby likes that milk. That milk's an important part. Matter of fact, it's do or die for that baby. Can I tell you something? It's do or die for you in regard to the Bible being the milk of the Word. I will not impress you with what I know about the Bible today, but I am going to tell you something about the Bible and milk. Let's pray. Father, I certainly want to help everyone here, from the youngest to the oldest. Holy Spirit of God, reach down and protect this preacher. I certainly do not want my simplicity to shortchange you, but I want everybody here to leave here having received something from the Word of God that will enrich their lives. May we leave here thirsty. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a seat if you will. You just have to let me do this because I've decided that I'm going to. I've got some milk jokes for you. What do you call a cow that doesn't give milk? A milk dud. What does an invisible man drink? Evaporated milk. Where do the Russians get their milk? From Moscow's. I got that from President Trump. Why did the cow cross the road? To get to the other side. Come on, folks. Let me explain this to you. You don't laugh when you think it's funny. You laugh when you think that I think it's funny. Okay. Hey, listen. Milk is legendary. Thanks, Uriah. Did you know that milk is one of the only foods off of which or on which you can survive wholly? In other words, if all you had to drink was milk, you could stay alive. A baby does and could for a long, long time. There's a lot to say about this thing called milk. Milk has within it purifying properties, and milk has a way of detoxing and cleansing the body. They say milk is a good recovery drink. If someone has wore their body down, milk has a way of building the body back up. It's very hydrating. Now, milk is drank a lot in our country, but according to the Bible, milk is it's something that God wanted us to take a look at. We've been studying in our Sunday school lessons the I Ams of the Bible, and God made things simple. He said, "I am the bread of life. I am a vine." He said, "I am a door." God wanted you and I to be able to see Him in the everyday things of life. You know, when God began to talk about milk in this passage of Scripture, He had a reason for it. You say, why? Because we see milk all the time. I would probably say that everybody here sees milk in one way or another every day of your life. You say, why in the world would God do that? Why would God compare the Word of God to milk? Because I think God knew that you would see milk every day of your life, and He wanted you to be reminded that you ought to have a relationship with the Word of God. Now, it's sad to say that many of you see milk every day of your life, but that doesn't mean you read your Bible every day, and that doesn't mean you're even reminded of the fact that the Bible was compared to milk. But I would tell you, that's why God did it. I don't get to do this much, but I have milk. I'm going to preach a message on coffee next week. And then milkshakes the week after that. The Bible says, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the Word that you may grow thereby. Huh? God made it easy. God said, if you will desire My Word like a baby desires milk, as that baby will grow physically, you could grow spiritually. Could I recommend to everybody in here that you have a passion for the Word of God like a baby has a passion for its food? I hold in my hand the Word of God. It's the only book God ever wrote. He's the author. He's the finisher. He started it. He'll finish it. Within its pages, He compares it to many things. God compares the Bible to bread. He compares it to water, to light, to medicine, to honey, to a sword, to a hammer, a fire, a mirror. But He compares it to milk. This morning, when I had my devotions, I got up quite early. Mrs. Owens was snoring very loud. That's not part of the sermon. I just wanted you to know. But I looked up every single time from the book of Genesis all the way through the book of Revelation that the word milk was used. And I was amazed. Over and over and over again, it talked about the land that floweth with milk and honey. What was that? That was a promised land. That was prosperity. But milk's mentioned a lot in the Bible. Now, I have to tell you, the Bible, it's not 2%. It's not skimmed. It's whole. Amen. My King James Bible's whole. Amen. The others are the skimmed. This is going to be fun. I grew up in a generation that we grew up on milk. Two things that we would have with our meal. We would have milk or we would have water, both of which represent the Word of God. We get pop. I don't know what you all call it, pop or soda. We called it pop. We get pop once a month. When we would have pizza once a month. Some of you would die if you only had pizza once a month. That's back when you had to clean your plate and, you know, back when America had character and drank milk. I'm getting a kickback from dairy today, so let me explain some things to you real simply and real quickly about milk. Milk's good for babies. It is. It's good for babies. That's the way God created it. That's how God wanted it to happen. And here the Bible says we ought to desire the sincere milk of the Word. Babies need that milk. Could I say to every person in here that's a young or maybe a newer Christian, you need the Word of God. You need the Word of God like a baby needs milk. Babies long for it. But I could tell you this also. I think there are some older Christians that you have lost your passion for milk. I'm talking about the milk of the Word of God. I can remember when I first got saved and I got into church and I really didn't know a whole lot about the Bible. Didn't know a whole lot about what the Bible taught. I got born again and God opened my eyes to the Scripture. And I would go to church and I'm just telling you, I'd sit there like a sponge. And I would listen to the Bible preach and I would think, oh my, I didn't know that was in there and that is incredible. And I would walk away saying, goodness, that's good for me. And man, there were times I'd walk away thinking, I think the preacher's been talking to my parents. because I felt like, boy, he knew about me. But I tell you what it was the Word of God. And I could not wait to hear that because I was hungry for it. But I was a brand new baby Christian. And preacher, I had a passion for the Bible. I'd been given a little New Testament, and someone told me, you ought to take that everywhere you go, and I did. I took it everywhere I went. It became a joke among all my friends. I went to the public school. It became a joke to them because I'd carry my little New Testament around. I'd take it to all my classes at school. And one day we were out swimming, and a bunch of us had decided that we were going to swim from the bank all the way out to an island. And we swam out there, and we got out there, and one of my buddies said, hey, so where's your Bible now? And I reached into my back pocket, I took out a Ziploc baggie, and I said, it's right here. I've been saved since I was 16. I'm now 58 years of age, and may I tell you, I have a passion for the milk to this very day. I enjoy the Word of God. And if you're a young Christian, you need the milk. You need the Word of God. But so you all know, to God, I don't care how long you've been saved, you're still His baby. There's some of you that you're not what you ought to be in your Christian life because you're not drinking the milk that you need to drink. And I'm talking about the Word of God. So I think milk's good for babies, and I don't think that any of us ever leave the realm of being God's baby. Secondly, you know, milk is good for your bones. It's the calcium. It can be very, very good for you. Makes your bones strong. I happen to believe this. I happen to believe that if you'll read your Bible and you'll get into your Bible and you'll have the right kind of Bible teaching and preaching, it'll give you backbone. It'll give you backbone. I think the reason why some of you do not take a stand against the world, and I'm talking about the bad things that are in the world, and you and I as Christians, we're a little bit odd to this world because we believe differently and we act differently and we behave differently. But we ought to take a stand out there in that world. But if you're going to have a strong backbone, you're going to need to get into the Bible. You're going to let how does the Bible give you courage? I can tell you how it gives you courage. You'll find out that you, if you do right, have the backing of Almighty God. When I do right out there in that lost and dying world, it's a little bit scary because there are times it feels like it's you against the world. And some of you, you go to work somewhere and you're the only Christian there. You go to school somewhere. Maybe you're the only Christian in that spot. Maybe even with some of you. And I realize what you face even with your family. You're the one at the Christmas party that wants to do right and act right. And you say it's a little scary. Sometimes it feels like it's me against the rest of the world, but I've got news for you. The Bible will give you a backing that tells you it's not you against the rest of the world by yourself. It's you and Jesus. And let me tell you, you and God make a majority. But he said you ought to desire the sincere milk of the Word. There's some of you that you need to get into your Bible and you need to get right kind of preaching and the right kind of teaching and the right kind of a church. And you've got to stay in your Bible and you need it. You've got to have it. Why? You need that backbone, that ability to stand and to stand strong. You need to be strong for the tough times. I wish to the parents that are here and we dedicated your children, I wish I could promise you your children will never face hardship. They will. None of us get out of hardship in this life, but I'll tell you what, if they will drink the milk of the Word, God will give them the strength and He'll give them the backbone to go through the difficulties of life successfully. But milk strengthens your bones. Give you a strong backbone. To those, and we've got a good handful of young men and young ladies that want to serve God full time with their life. We've got people in here that they're young men that are going to be preachers. Let me tell you, to every preacher in here, you can develop some of what you might call your convictions. But let me tell you what will carry you from now to the day you die, staying true. You better make sure your convictions are God convictions, and you better make sure that what you believe in the Bible, and then you can stand up and you can say, I don't care what anybody else says. The Bible says it's true, and I'm going to stand on it. Now, if it's your idea, you can't get up and toot your horn like that. But boy, if you get up and preach the Word of God, God says, I'll back you up. Now, it's great to have backing, but when you have the backing of the strongest one in the universe, you'll begin to even look arrogant when all it is confidence. Milk. It's good for babies, and I think we're always God's baby. Milk is good for our bones. It'll give us a good, strong backbone. You know, milk is used in our meals and for meals. I think you should, okay, a baby will eat, if a baby eats 10 times a day, every meal could be milk. And I think that you and I ought to consume the Bible daily. Like a baby would, you ought to have meals throughout the day. I think there are way too many people that they come to church to get some of the Word of God, and they get it on Sunday. But they don't get any on Monday because they don't pull their Bible out and read their Bible on Monday. And they're not getting any of the Word of God on Tuesday because they don't pull their Bible out and take a big old swig of that whole milk of the Word of God on Tuesday. And if you don't come back to church on Wednesday night, then you're not getting your milk on Wednesday or Thursday or Friday or Saturday. You could ask Amber about little Eli. I about imagine if he's not fed every day, he'd throw a fit. Matter of fact, ask Amber about David. Baby, Brother Tyler, that baby wants, when it's time to eat, it's time to eat. Can I tell you something, folks? We all know that of a baby. We all know when that baby wants to eat, that baby wants to eat. And that baby's got to eat on a regular basis. You and I are God's children. And I think He expects you and I to take a drink of the milk of the Word of God every day of our life. You would think that we were bad if we didn't give that baby something to eat every day. Can I tell you something? I wonder how God feels when you and I don't take a drink of the Word of God every day. Would He maybe say that's akin to poor behavior? We need that milk. Because you face daily challenges and you face daily issues and there's a devil that's daily. You need to take a drink of milk from the Word of God every day of your life. Now, on Sundays, you might get a double dose or a triple dose, but you need the milk. You need to eat of the Word of God. I went on a cruise a few years back. Not the last one that I was on. The last one I was on, I was stuck out in the middle of nowhere for a long time because of hurricanes. But my wife and I, we went on a cruise many, many, many years back, and we went with some other Fundamental Baptist preachers. They all had this great idea. They said, let's have a revival service here on the boat, and we'll go around and invite a whole bunch of people to come. And I said, oh, okay, I guess. Let's do that. And they said, Brother Owens, you'll preach. And I said, oh, okay, since this is my idea. And okay, I guess if I got it, nominated the preacher. And I'll never forget it. Finally, one of them came back and said, look, we've got it set up that the captain is going to require a part of the crew to come to our preaching service. So, Brother Owens, that's a good thing for you. And I said, okay, yeah, sure. And I said, but the only catch is they don't get off until 12:30 in the morning. So you're going to have your service at 1 a.m. I thought, okay, I mean, if that's what I have to do, this wasn't my idea in the first place, and I got hornswoggled into this thing, but okay, I'm going to preach at 1 a.m. and a whole bunch of the crew's going to come. So, I'm heading toward the meeting room where we're having this revival service on the cruise ship. I get there. Mrs. Owens went. She had to. I get there, and there are crew members and passengers showing up. It's 1 o'clock in the morning. Not one of my preacher brethren showed up. Not one. Them rats. Wasn't but 2 hours later, you heard it. Preacher overboard. I threw him overboard just like Jonah got thrown out. But you know what? And here I am. I got to tell you, I am stuck in this room with all these people that work on the crew of the ship and everything, and a bunch of people I don't even know. And I'm thinking, and not one of those rascals showed up. And then next morning I asked the preacher, I said, "Where were you?" He said, "You think we're going to get up at 1 a.m. for a service?" That's what friends are for, folks. But you know, let me tell you what I did. I realized I was scrambling. I'm thinking, oh my, this isn't going the direction I thought it was going to go. Here I am. I'm in this room with all these people, and they need something that they can understand. You know what I did? I had walked by a cart where they push it up the hallways to serve people, and there's a little carton of milk on it. And I grabbed up that carton of milk, and I took it to the pulpit. And I preached an entire sermon to all those people about the importance of milk. You know that every person there understood it? And I explained to them they needed to take a drink of that milk because it would save their life spiritually. Would you believe that we gave an invitation? There are people that came forward and got born again. Because I used, you remember the little milk cartons you used to get at school? And chocolate milk come from chocolate cows. You know that, right? Milk's easy to understand, isn't it? Milk, it doesn't matter if you're saved or you're lost or how old you are. Milk's not real complicated. And babies need milk, and I need milk. According to the Bible, it'll give me stronger bones. And it's what I eat for my meals to sustain me. Did you know that there are some people that milk has a cleansing effect? You ever heard of a milk bath? You say, what is that? That is where they actually give you a bath in milk. They give animals a bath in milk. They'll give a human a bath in milk. Would you say why? Well, it does have a certain cleansing effect. Now, I'd make sure you rinse well after it. But I'll tell you this. The reason why some of you struggle with dirty minds, dirty behavior, is because you're not letting the milk of the Word of God cleanse you. Because milk has a cleansing effect. Some of you need to clean up your mind. You say, how am I going to do it? You run the Word of God through your mind. You need to clean up what you allow to happen with your body. You say, how do I do that? Look, you don't have to be real brilliant. The Bible, you start reading the Bible will tell you there are things you should not say. There are places you should not go. There are behaviors that you should not be guilty of. There are things with your body that should not be done. There are things that you should not listen to. You just get the Bible and start reading it. And the Bible has a way to cleanse you. They talk about milk baths. Not only that, did you know that if you don't use milk, it has a spoiling that will take place? I'm going to tell you, there's some of you, because you ignore the Word of God, there's a part of your life that is being spoiled. There's the reason why some of you are soured. Some of you are sour in your attitude. I'm not going to try to counsel your marriage from this pulpit at this moment, but I am going to tell you this. The reason why some of you have goofed up marriages and there are husbands that are sour with wives and wives that are sour with husbands is because you don't read the Bible and you don't let the Bible tell you what kind of wife to be. And you don't let the Bible tell you what kind of husband to be. You're soured. There are young people in here. You are soured in your attitude towards your mom and dad. Why? You don't read your Bible. You don't appreciate the milk. There's a souring that comes if that milk's not cared for properly, if it's not used properly. So I find out that milk's good for babies. I find out that milk can give me a backbone. I find out that milk is good for a meal and it ought to be digested daily. And I find out that milk will help cleanse me. And if it's not used like it should, there's a souring that takes place. Could I tell you this? And I'm almost done. Let me tell you, I think milk has the ability to give you an energy that is incredible. Protein is what your body needs, and it helps give you energy. There are people in this room, you need more spiritual energy. Some of you need spiritual energy so you can fight your enemy, the devil. You need spiritual enemy. it's not going well. You need spiritual energy so that you can do the right thing. If you say, preacher, I feel very weak in life, get in to the Bible and let it strengthen you. You say, I don't think I can handle the situation that is upon me. Yes, you can. But you're going to have to get to the gas station of God's Word and fill your tank with the milk of the Word and let the milk of the Bible strengthen you and give you the energy that you need. Because milk provides, and it has the protein, it has an energy that will make you strong, just like it would a baby. I'm going to tell you a real quick story and I'll be done. I remember once when I was just a little one, I don't know how it happened, I don't know where we got it, but at our home we ended up with a kitten. And that kitten, really not a whole lot of fur. It was a kitten that really needed its mama. But we had no mama cat, and we just had a kitten. And I got to tell you, my brother and I were petrified. We knew of the potential of the kitten dying. And my mom, you know, when a kitten's that small, my brother and I had the idea of taking out a big old bowl and pouring, half a gallon of milk in the bowl, and the kitten that couldn't even walk, okay, cat, go eat. We weren't real smart. We didn't know what to do, but I'll never forget watching my mom take that little kitten, put it in one hand. She took some milk that had been warmed gently and went and got an eyedropper. Pinched a little sponge ball at the end of the eyedropper and pulled in just a little bit of milk and put that dropper of milk up to that kitten's mouth. And I watched my mom get that kitten through a for sure death sentence by that little bit of milk that she would feed that baby. Can I tell you something? If you're here today, a little bit of milk will go a long way. But let me tell you something else. If you're here today and you're not a born-again Christian, the Word of God, which is like milk, can save your eternity. Because God promises that if you'll realize you're a sinner and that there's a penalty for your sin and that Jesus paid that penalty with His death, His burial and resurrection, if you'll cry out to God and say, God, forgive me, I'm a sinner, He'll come into your heart. He'll save you and take you to heaven when you die. And it just takes that little dropper full of milk. And that will save you for all eternity.